Tom Scott and the LA Express. The song is entitled Rock Island Rocket. So again, the scientists were checking out the APO3 and the APO4, and they realized that that APO4 was formed badly, had an abnormal form that prevented it from functioning properly. And that led to a series of disease-causing problems. Namely, the APO4 expressing neurons had higher levels of something called tau phosphorylation. Tau phosphorylation. It was unrelated to their increased production of amyloid beta peptides, and they displayed GABAergic neuron degeneration. Importantly, they also found that APO4 increased amyloid beta production in human neurons, although it did not do that in mouse neurons. So again, part of their concern was, you know, we got to figure out what's going on. We realized what was happening with the mice. Now we need to figure out how to find out, how to discover what's going on with the humans. And they noted that increased amyloid beta production is not seen in mouse neurons and could potentially explain some of the discrepancies between mice and humans regarding the effectiveness of drugs used to treat Alzheimer's. That'll be very important for future drug development. That's part of the reason that I was saying, okay, Alzheimer's, look out. Okay, so here we go. Next thing they did, they identified the gene that was not doing right, the APO4, that wasn't doing right, the apolipoprotein gene that was formed improperly, incorrectly, and was performing improperly. And so they wanted to see whether it was the loss of the APO3 or the accumulation of the APO4 that caused the disease. The APO3 was doing some good things in the brain in particular. The APO4 was causing some problems. So they wanted to know, okay, if the person loses some of that APO3, is that what causes the problem? Or is it that they build up too much APO4 and that causes the problem? So they compared neurons that did not produce either the E3 or the E4 variant of the protein with cells that had APO4 added to them. The former continued to behave normally, while adding APO4 led to Alzheimer's-like pathologies. And that confirmed, they said, the fact that it is the presence of the APO4 that causes the disease. It is the presence of the APO4 that causes the disease. As a final step, Dr. Huang and his team looked for ways in which to fix the faulty gene. So to this end, they applied a previously developed APO4 structure corrector. Remember, the APO4 is misshaped. It's not shaped properly. And so they developed an APO4 structure corrector. This so-called structure corrector has been shown in previous research led by the same Dr. Huang to change the structure of APO4, a structure corrector that changes the structure of the APO4. Remember, the APO4 is not formed correctly. This structure corrector changes the form or the structure of the APO4 so that it looks and behaves more like the APOL3 that does not cause problems. Applying this compound to human APOL4 neurons actually corrected the defects and as a result eliminated signs of the disease, restoring normal cell function and helping the cells to live longer. You hear why I'm saying look out, Alzheimer's? Again, this is one that's dealing with this specific genetically derived Alzheimer's. Treatment, the researchers conclude, of APOL4 expressing neurons with a small molecule structure corrector ameliorated, it minimized, it made much less the detrimental effects, thus showing that correcting the pathogenic conformation, the way the APOL4 is shaped, is a viable therapeutic approach for APOL4-related Alzheimer's disease. So again, I want to emphasize this is the Alzheimer's disease that is related specifically to the APOL4 factor. That being the case, though, that is still very promising, very encouraging. And so I want us to be on the lookout. Let's keep our eyes and ears open for this one. Not only because this could be very, very promising for people who have APOL4-related Alzheimer's disease, but what are the chances that once, now that they've made this discovery, if they can really develop a therapy that is truly effective, safe and effective for people suffering from APOL4-related Alzheimer's disease, that they may be able to come up with some other treatments, some other therapies for people who have Alzheimer's that is not necessarily related to the APOL4 gene. It's something worth considering. All right. Let me give you an idea of what else we have coming up. I told you what else we'll be talking about today. I definitely want you to be with me. Stay with me if you can. We're going to talk about overcoming TBI, traumatic brain injury. And, you know, we may often think about people who may have been involved in war and they're suffering TBI. And certainly people who have experienced some of the ravages of war may be some of the people, definitely are some of the people who suffer from traumatic brain injury. But what about people who live in neighborhoods where violence is part of the norm? How about people who have been in very bad automobile accidents? They too can suffer TBI. So I'm just saying there are any number of reasons why people may suffer from TBI. We're going to talk about a way to overcome that, another way to deal with TBI today. Wednesday, we're going to continue our discussion of embracing why so many churchgoers embrace hypocrisy. Thursday, we're going to look into the future, and one of the things we'll take a look at is the future of peanut allergies. Yes, peanut allergies. How many of you have been troubled by peanut allergies? And when you go to the restaurant, you have to make sure they don't cook their food in peanut oil and things like that. Well, go to speakingwith.com. You can check out this week's guests and topics. Find out what all we have planned for the week. And most of the time we stick with the plan. Sometimes we have to change, but most of the time what you see there is what we go with. And also remember that while you're at speakingwith.com, you can click on listen online at your convenience and listen to any of the broadcasts that we have posted at your convenience. Whenever you're ready, you can use your smartphone because it is optimized for smartphone use. You can use your laptop, your desktop, whatever you want to use. Speakingwith.com. I'll be right back, and we're going to take a look some more at what's happening with Alzheimer's and TBI. Yeah, we'll move on to TBI now.